A legislative fix for year-round E15 was recently dropped by lawmakers in the House from their government funding bill, leaving corn growers disappointed again. C.J. Miller reports.
So the frustration's another word you could use.
And that's Matt Frostick, first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's also a corn and soybean producer in Sanilac County, Michigan. After removing the fix for year-round E15 from the House Appropriations Bill, lawmakers created a Rural Energy Council task force in order to draft another compromise bill that seeks to include input from the petroleum industry.
We're figuring out a new plan based on this task force, but we were told in the fall that if we were able to align with our ethanol groups and with API, our oil group, to come up with a bill that was amicable by all the organizations in the industry, that the White House would get their shoulder behind it and push it through this year. So that's what we did. For the first time in several years, we had an alignment with a bill with a policy that should have been a slam dunk for Congress to put through.
Frostick said, as the fix would be a win-win for America's consumers and provide a huge boost to the 500,000 corn producers all across the U.S.
It brought a cheaper fuel to the gas station. In the congressional budget, we've shown that it'll save $6 billion. So it was a win all the way around for everybody. And we put a full court press on last week to try and get this through. And we still were slowed down or stopped by some small refiners that are in key districts that were able to stop it in the Rules Committee.
How's the best way to show your support for your around E15?
So we need our growers to be loud and call their congressperson to not only support but advocate. And if you're involved in agriculture, we need your help to get this message across to Congress.
Frostick says a compromise bill from the task force is supposed to be ready by February 15th with a vote on February 25th. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.